our man of the hour here, Lincoln Norris. Lincoln, what has gotten into you here lately?
I don't know, Carl. I'm just playing some basketball with my teammates right now.
I mean, you know, as a team, 96, 103, 73, and 75. You guys are putting up points. That is, you're playing confident. What's getting all this confidence going?
Yeah, we're playing well. We finally kind of figured some things out once Drake's kind of gotten back and healthy. I know he's got a hurt hand right now, but him having him full force, and we just kind of figured some things out in practices and putting some pieces together now, it's really flowing well right now.
How tough was that to not have Drake? I mean, you wanted next man up, and the guys filled in admirably, but the heartbeat of that offense is Drake.
Yeah, it's a little tough, but it doesn't matter what's wrong with him, what's going on, his hand, his foot, whatever, he's going to figure it out, and he's still going to highly impact the game, so...
A few games ago, you got a nice little milestone of 1,000 points. Your family's here. Your brother was here.
Yep.
What's that like to join your brother and have two Norrises in the household with 1,000 points?
Yeah, it's super cool, and it's something we have talked about, and now we get to talk about, and now I'm just looking to pass him up.
You're on your way, too. I mean, Darnell got the single-game scoring record last night. What does that mean to you to have those records? I mean, basketball's a team sport, but also, you know, coaches say, hey, Lincoln's earned that privilege of going out there and trying to get those marks.
Yeah, it's super cool. I've definitely put a lot of time into this, and a big part of that comes from my brother. He dragged me along with him, and now I'm just picking up where he left me off. So it's cool to see some work pay off now and get to do some of this stuff.
Speaking of your brother, he drugged the entire DMAC men's basketball team up here Monday night. What was that like to have those guys sitting down there in the front row, and every time you hit a three, you even looked at them a couple times, hey, how do you like that?
Yeah, that was super cool. That was fun. He told me about like a week ago they were going to come, and they had great energy, and it was a great game for them to come to. It was super fun.
Last night felt like a Friday night game in conference rather than just a Monday night game. And you guys are going to be looking at these kind of games coming up here as the season winds into the sub-state. How, you know, you guys are ready. You went through that gauntlet last year. How ready are you guys to, you know, kind of maybe run it back to the Casey Center again this year?
Yeah, we definitely feel good. We kind of had a rocky start kind of right in there in the middle of the season once we lost Drake. But these past few games, definitely we've been looking from earlier in the season, looking up to now, and we said, like, hey, that Aussie game will definitely be, like, kind of put us where we're at. And winning that game was huge, and we had a good win tonight. We got Bondurant on Thursday, who plays good competition, all this. They'll be good. So we're in a good spot. We feel good about coming in these next 2 weeks.
What did you learn most about those three losses to Pella, Pella, Christian, and Oski as you came out of those games? And, you know, it didn't feel good coming out of those games with those losses.
Yeah, those are bad defensive games. We put up some okay numbers on the offensive side, but our defense, we really got to focus on that. And ever since those losses, Joel's been big on, hey, we're going to play defense. We're going to really break it down and get the fundamentals right. And ever since then, it's been really good.
Let's talk about that defensive side of the ball. It's almost like you're just as confident playing defense as you are offense right now.
Yep. Yeah, defense is something that Joel obviously stresses a whole bunch. And I just know if I can get one stop, I can see if I can play tough defense. So my teammates, he's playing tough defense. I'm going to play tough defense for him, too, and it's just a domino effect. We all just playing well.
You know, a lot of people watch you play, and then I tell them, basketball's not his best sport. He's already committed to Iowa for baseball. I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. You announced that at the beginning of the season. Just get that out of the way. But what's that like to just kind of get that off your chest? You still got to sign yet, but you've now announced, okay, I'm going there. And there's no turning back.
Yeah, that was definitely something that has been on my mind for a few months, and just kind of it felt right to not get it out of the way, but to do it and pick, like, okay, hey, this is where I'm going to go. Right before the basketball season started, it was like, all right, I can just play basketball now, and I don't have to have anything else on my mind.
You guys just going in, loose and relaxed. I mean, any sub-state you get in, you're probably not going to be the one seed. You may not be the two or the three. But, why not us type of attitude?
Yeah, right. We're definitely feeling good. And whoever it is, it's going to be tough regardless. There's great teams all around the state. But we're ready for anything, and we're gonna prep for anyone.
All right, Lincoln, congratulations on the streak here. And we'll see you Monday or see you Thursday.
Thank you.